plot twist. Plot twist. I love being able to share my life journey on here for these last 5 years with y'all. Like how I did that, y'all. So the plot twist of our life is just gotten bananas, but in the best way. I recently shared last week a plot twist. We are moving back home to Orange County. And I just want to share a faith journey with you. I always like to share just kind of like the behind the scenes of, you know, my social media posts and things that I say, just because I think that so many times we, especially on social media, we can see people's highlight reel and be like, oh wow, like they sold their house, now they're moving to this house, and like everything just works out so perfectly, you know, and it's just so beautiful and flawless and there's no mess and it's just all like perfect. And it's not. Like, faith is actually kind of messy. And I just want to share like our faith journey that my family and I are on, because I want to encourage you that your faith journey, especially for you that have kids, it's an encouragement to them. So let me kind of just rewind a little bit. I have never loved living here in Tennessee. I have tried to enjoy it. I have tried to find the things to like Tennessee, but I have always craved and missed my ocean. And my family knows that, you know, I've not like complained every single day, but just like they know. And, you know, and my boys, they miss the ocean too, but we've just kind of like embraced Tennessee and like why God has us here. And we're not, the entire time we've been here, I haven't quite understood why God brought us here. There's been certain friendships, of course, that have birthed from here and things like that. But like the real true, like why, you know? So we bought two homes here. We've never bought a house in our life. And, you know, 19 years into our marriage, we finally buy homes and we buy two of them. We bought one to live in while we built our dream home here. The price in Tennessee is way different than California. So we're like, let's build what we want. So we basically built a California house and we moved into it in September this past year. And it's amazing. I mean, it's literally gorgeous. It's to the nines. It's open floor plan, 25-foot high ceilings. I have a like full like protein bar thing, like a smoothie bar I created. Like you pull it out with the blender. I mean, the whole nine yards. I mean, I like custom. We have a huge big ass fridge. I mean, it's just like, it is literally my designed home. Like it's a Natalie custom design home. It's a gorgeous. And I've kind of held on to it. Like, even though part of me, as we've been growing our businesses, my husband and I both have been growing our businesses in coaching, especially my husband in coaching and coaching men, and even like in his own personal coach lives in Orange County, and a lot of his coaching clients live in Orange County, and we've kind of started to like build our life back in Orange County, but we like are staying here because we're like, well, we just built this house. And that's kind of what we've been clinging to, is like, well, we just built this house. Like, you know, what are we going to do? Like just sell it? And so last Monday, my husband and I had this most amazing. So I've kind of shared a little bit about my husband and I and how my, and if you're listening to my husband and I in our marriage podcast, you're following along on our journey. If you're not plugged into that marriage podcast, I highly recommend it. It's called Marriage on Fire. You can find it on Spotify. And we're just sharing like our marriage journey and how we're going from good to extraordinary. And in that, it was my husband's pursuit of me. Like, I want to go back to when we were dating. And I want to like know the deep steps of your soul and just really pursuing me at a whole nother level, which he always was really good about, like sending me love texts. And like, he was always just amazing. But like, this is like this next level. And recently, last week, we shared last Thursday about our recent sex life, which was hilarious because we've never done that before. And my husband went live about like, you know, our sex life, and it was hilarious. And then we decided to do a podcast on it. We did a whole hour last week on our sex life, and it was hilarious. So our sex life has gone like next level, like it's on freaking fire. And we shared about that intimacy and like what we're experiencing. And through that, like through this whole like connection with my husband at a deeper, like a deeper, more intimate level, not just like in the bedroom, but like beyond, we really started to have this like huge heart to empower marriages. And the marriages that I saw the most were in Orange County because that's where we live the most. And that's the people that my heart broke the most, which was this. A lot of Orange County in particular, they are very wealthy. The husband makes a lot of money. They've got the cars, they've got the trips, they've got the things. She's got her handbags, all the things, but they're miserable. And it's because they've lost the connection. They've lost why they fell in love at the first place. And our heart is for those marriages. Like, hey, like, yeah, you have all the things, but like, we need to get back to like God and your relationship and your connection. So last Monday, I told my husband, I said, you know, I really feel like we're in a place right now in our marriage that God wants us to go back to Orange County and start a movement there for marriages and for you to work with top executives and to coach these men. And I said, and I feel like the test is, can you let go of the materialistic thing that you just built to serve the people that I'm calling you to serve? And I think we're supposed to sell this house. Like, I really feel that. So my husband's like, I agree with you. Like, I feel it too. Like, we need to move there. You know, we're building there. We love it there. We miss it. I'm like, yeah. So that night, all day, I just kind of prayed like, okay, God, like, if we're going to sell this house, I'm going to get really particular about the kind of place I want to get over there. And I'm like, I don't have to buy a house right away in California, but like, I want to rent a house. And these are like some of the things that are important to me. I absolutely hate carpet. Like, I hate it. It like makes me want to throw up. So I'm like, all hardwood floors or like marble. I don't even care if it's marble, but just like no carpet. I want luxury stainless steel appliances, because now that I have luxury appliances in this house, I'm kind of a snob about it now, because we're a meal prep family and we use a refrigerator and the stove like every single day. So I'm like, I need that. I need an ocean view and I need a pool. Like, I need the boys to be able to get out into the pool and like, and play, because we're now homeschooled too. So like, that's their recess. So I was like, I don't even know if this exists. And as I was praying, God's like, you're looking in the wrong place. I'm like, what do you mean you're looking in the wrong place? And I was looking on Trulia. And what's the other place that I was looking on? Trulia, what's the other rental app? I think it's called like Red or something like that. Anyways, literally as clear as day, God's like, Zillow. I'm like, Zillow. So I download the Zillow app. I just thought Zillow was for buying houses, but you can also find rentals on there. Didn't know. So I look on Zillow and I look up rentals and this house pops up in San Clemente. Pool, ocean view, stainless steel, Wolf appliances, open floor plan, like the whole nine yards. And I'm like, it's like checking all the boxes and beyond. And I'm like, no way. So I text the realtor and she's like, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, this is actually under contract. It's already taken. And I just knew. I was like, no, this is our house. Like, I just felt it. I just could feel like God's like, no, this is your home. So I text her back and I said, you know, I just really have a piece that like, this is supposed to be like ours. So if anything falls through, let me know. So fast forward, she calls me the next day and she's like, you know, I guess I can't get you off my mind. Like, what's your story? Like, what's your reason for wanting this house? And I just really connected with her. I was just really shared like my whole story. Like, we moved here 2 years ago from Orange County, San Clemente area to Tennessee. We bought two homes. This is where we're at. We just built our amazing dream home. I custom built it, the entire thing, you know, but this is really, really where our hearts are at. And this is where we feel like God's calling us, and just kind of share with her our whole story. And we crazy connected. Her husband or her dad was in the military. My husband was in the military. She's actually the next door neighbor, but she happens to be a realtor as well. So she's like, we would actually be neighbors. I'm like, no way. I told her that our boys are into jiu-jitsu, and she's like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. The guy actually across the street is one of the trainers for the Gracie Baja San Clemente, which is exactly, our boys do Gracie Baja Franklin. So I'm like, okay, like, what? This is insane. She's like, yeah, and I guess that school is like one of the top schools for kids and jiu-jitsu. I'm like, well, my boys are like super into jiu-jitsu, so this is like amazing, you know? So we just like crazy connected on so many things. And long story short, ended up like through a sequence of events, the contract fell through with the other person because it wasn't like a good fit. And after hearing my story, she was like, you seem like a better fit. Okay. But here's the crazy part. So here's like double crazy part. So one, we haven't sold our house yet. We hadn't even listed it. Like, we had just, like, literally that Monday said, like, yeah, I think we should sell our, you know, I think we should sell our house. And here I am, like, finding, like, the Orange County house, right? So I tell my husband, I'm like, okay, like, I found our house. And he's like, well, what? Like, we haven't even listed our house yet. And I'm like, I know, but, like, I prayed specifically for this house, like, for a house. And, like, this house popped up, and I want to put a security deposit down so we can seal the deal. And he's like, well, when are we moving? Like, we haven't even sold our house. Like, when are we moving? So the next day I talked to her and I said, you know, we haven't sold our house yet, but I have this like date that God kind of gave me, which is April 15th. Can the landlord wait until April 15th? And she's like, oh my gosh, that's really going to be kind of tough because like we have so many people that want this house. I don't know if he's going to be willing to wait like a month and a half to get a tenant. She's like, you guys seem like an amazing tenant. So I think that we'll see what we can do. So she calls the landlord, talks to him, tells her my story and all that. We totally have favor. God like totally just gives us favor. And he ends up saying yes to April 15th. Well, I now tell my husband, I'm like, okay, like she's willing to like wait until April 15th. He's like, April 15th, why that date? Like, we have not sold this house. And I'm like, I don't know, but I feel like God is giving me that date. And I feel like we're supposed to just be walk in faith and just like know that this house is going to sell and that we're going to be able to move out there by April 15th. And so my husband, you know, gave him a couple days. Like, God's like, give him a couple days. And basically it just came down to like, babe, I trust you, like, and whatever God's telling you. So like, let's just do it. So put a security deposit down for the rental for April 15th. We finally listed our house like a couple days ago. And we're just walking this whole thing out in complete faith that this house is going to sell before April 15th. Here's what's really been cool and what I wanted to share with you is we've been very transparent with our boys about this whole thing. You know, like, you know, we found the place. They were so excited. When we told them that we were moving, they were like freaking jumping up the walls, you know. When we showed them the house that it's going to have a pool and, you know, it's a saltwater pool and, you know, ocean view and there's like a bike path. They can ride their e-bikes to the beach. Excuse me. They're just like so excited. And I said, but you guys need to stand in faith with me that we can sell this house because like, you know, this is what mom and dad are doing. You know, we're stepping out big time in faith and hearing from God that, you know, we're going to be able to sell this house and move out there by April 15th. So every morning, this is just a recent thing. Something that God really put on my heart is he's like, if you want to see, and this is what I want to share with you guys, of like faith in action and letting your kids see this, because this has been really cool. So God put on my heart, he's like, you know, there's going to be a lot of things that I'm going to be doing that you've declared for this year, which is I've declared this year open doors in 2024. And, you know, God's like, I want to have your kids see what you're praying for. Like, I don't want them to just see things happening and being like, oh, wow, that was so cool that happened. I want them to see that you're activating your faith. And that is what's activating me to move. It's not the mountains move because it was a miracle, but the God says, like, have faith as tiny as a mustard seed and the faith and ask and you shall receive. Like, it's, you know, as faith as tiny as a mustard seed, the mountain, you ask the mountain to move and the mountain moves. So it's not, there's an activation here. It's not just like, oh wow, like God just like totally blessed us. It's like, no, there's a mama that's praying in her closet every day. And that's me. I'm on my knees and I've been seeking God since I was a little girl and I've never stopped. And it's, and I've pressed in to God like never before. And the success and the outpour of the blessings that people see is from the diligent prayers of being obedient behind the scenes. And I want my boys to see that. Like, this is actually what I'm praying for. This is actually what mom does. So every morning, we at 8 o'clock, we just made it like, okay, 8 o'clock, we huddle up as a family and we pray. And I've just been like, you know what, Lord, we pray for the buyer of this home, that there's somebody that this is an answer to their prayer, that they're maybe even from California and they're praying for like a California style home in Tennessee and they don't even think it exists. And then they walk into our house and they're like, wow, this is a total answer to prayer because it's exactly what I'm looking for. And I can't believe it's here in Tennessee. So I'm just like, you know, we're praying specifically for that. We're praying specifically that, you know, this house sells before April 15th so that we can move and we have that peace. you know, we're praying for the people that we can go and serve in Orange County, and that for my, for clients, and that my husband gets executive clients that, you know, are in need of wanting to step it up in being a better man as a husband, being a better man in their relationship with God and with their kids. And, you know, that God would bring those people into our life. And then that, that people that we already know, that God would put those on our heart, and that we would, that dad would, you know, reach out to them. And so we've just been like specifically praying these things so that the boys can see, like, we're praying specific prayers so that when God answers those prayers, they know that it was activated by faith. And what's been really cool is our boys' faith is being activated. So as we've been praying, like, you know, they pray with us, and some of the things that they're praying for, like my youngest this morning was like, God, you know, help me to serve the people of Orange County. Help me to see their needs. And just like really opening up their hearts, you know, to activating their faith and then seeing how they can be a blessing to other people and not just like go and be served, but how they can actually serve and what they can use in their gifts and then what God's speaking to them. So it's been really amazing already. There's this whole like faith journey. And I wanted to, this is the last thing I want to share with you is this, is, you know, when we were, my husband and I were kind of talking about like Tennessee, you know, like what was this year? Like, why do you think that God brought us here? And so we all have kind of like our individual own story. And I just want to share with you something about myself. I really needed to be healed and restored. And one of the things, and I've shared with you my journey on here, but one of the things for myself is I've been very, very successful all my life. I've literally been successful, and then to one successful area to another. So when I was like in high school, I was one of the number one tennis champions in the state of California. And then I got married and became one of the top hairstylists in Hawaii. And then in my little town, and then, you know, worked on the set of Lost for the TV show. And then from there, we moved back to Hawaii. I became one of the top leaders in a direct sale company within 2 years. I was able to replace my husband's income. He was able to quit his job. And then we built a very successful health and fitness business. And then while building that, I also competed for a fitness competition and won the entire show, which sent me to a world championship bikini competition. And then from there, 2020 happened, and that's when I kind of like, you know, things got a little bit cuckoo, obviously, in the world. But I went into another direct sale company, and within 6 months became a founder of that organization, of the company. So at that point, now it's 2021, and I'm tired. I'm burnt out, and I'm a mom, and I'm just like, I went through a very traumatic surgery that I almost lost my life from the surgeon using a non-sterilized tool, which gave me a blood infection, which landed me in the ER, which landed me almost into a place where I was not going to be here. And it was really scary. It was terrifying. And that surgeon, so it, when I came forward, like 60 plus other people also came forward. Turns out this is something that the doctor does. And it's just kind of been like washed under the rug. And so it went into trial. That trial was finally like settled and everything, the lawsuit, everything. He lost his practice. He lost his license. And I think actually now he's getting criminal charges. And that was finalized a couple months ago. So it's been like a few year battle. So when we moved here to Tennessee, I was in a healing process, literally, like my body, mind, heart, and soul. And I just had to get to a place where, like when I looked in the mirror, I was really struggling to find myself again and to love myself. And I knew that I can't give what I don't have. And so when we moved here to Tennessee, I felt like for me, it was like God took me out of my environment of everybody that I knew and was like, I'm going to give you a place where you can heal and you can restore and you can find me again, like find your identity in me. And I started to just kind of lay those things at the altar. I'm like, okay, God, help me to see me and know that I am worthy without success. Like I don't, you know, with all of my accolades, with all of my success, like help me just to see my worth in you. So I declare 2023 is the year of me. Like let it be where Natalie finds herself but not like her old self, but like renewed self. Like help me to find me. And when I look in the mirror, I see that I am beautiful and I am worthy and I am valued so that I can pour that into everybody else around me. And so I just really made the year about me, of just like chasing after God and really finding my true identity in Him, and not in my success, but in just who I am as a daughter of the King. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful, messy, hard year for me. Because when you die to yourself and you die to your success and you die to all those things, it's hard. But then what's beautiful about it is you end up finding this like new self-worth. And I brought that to the marriage. I brought that to my kids and I brought that to my relationships. And I started to see myself in a very different way. And then through those eyes, as we were coming up into 2024, I was like, wow, like I began to see my friends in Orange County and our relationships in Orange County totally different. Where it was more of like, wow, I want to go back and serve those people. I want to show them that like there's a better way and that your worth truly is not in your success. It's not in your materialistic things. It's not in your money, but it's actually in who you are in Christ, period. End of story. Like that's it. And once you find that place, then everything else is added. You know, God, the Bible says, seek me and then these things will be added. Like just put me first. But all those other things, then I'll add to your life. I'm not going to delete them from your life. Like you seek me first and I'm going to add all those beautiful things to you, because now the foundation is me first, then those things. Those things don't own you. You appreciate them, but they don't own you. And so I began to just really, the ceremony like just stirred my heart. And so when I started to think about 2024 and the year of open doors and His favor and like walking into 2024, this new me of my new self-worth and identity in Christ, it was like, wow, I am ready, Lord. I am ready. And so I feel like sometimes God takes you out of the place that you are from or where you grew up or a place that you love, which was Orange County for me, takes you into a new season just to give you a fresh start and to give you a place where you can reset, and then takes you back to where you love, or takes you back to your family, or takes you back where you came from, so that now you have a new set of eyes that you can go and serve. And you're not going back because you love it, but yes, we love it, obviously, but you're going back for different reasons. And He's giving you a fresh new set of eyes to see things in a new way. And had you stayed, you wouldn't be able to have it. And that is where I feel we're at right now. And I am so excited about what God is doing in our marriage, in my kids. You know, we now homeschool them. So going back there, it's not like this, oh my gosh, like what are we going to do? But what's crazy cool on that note, actually, is my kids were going to this amazing private Christian school before COVID. And my oldest misses it. My youngest, he loves homeschool. He's like, homeschool for life. I don't want to go back. But my oldest is more my social butterfly. And so he's kind of been like, man, if I were to go back to school, I would want to go back to this, you know, particular Christian school. And he was like, because I just love all my friends there and I love the school. And I did too. It's amazing. So long story short, I ended up actually emailing this school and they actually don't have room for Gavin, which is fine because he doesn't want to go back to school. But they do have one space left for returning families. And my oldest, Zaid, he got that slot. And so it was just so like in alignment of like, okay, God, what are you doing? Like, this is amazing. And so just feel like this is the year truly of open doors, that God is just opening the door and opening the door and opening the door. And I'm just like, I had this anticipation. My husband and I both are like so excited for what God is doing in and through us as we step out majorly in faith and take the bold and courageous moves and watch God do what He does best, which is move mountains. And as long as your faith is activated as tiny as a mustard seed, that mountain can be moved. So I just want to give you an encouragement today of, you know, if you've got things in your life that, you know, I always coach my clients and say, you're not a tree. You can move. Like, you're not rooted in something where you cannot leave it. Like, you can literally do and become anything you want. It's your story that you're telling yourself that's keeping you stuck. And the story that we were telling ourselves was, we just built this house, we can't leave. And it's like, actually, that's the very test that God is asking of us, is can you leave a materialistic thing that you just built to go and serve the people that I'm calling you to? And then it became a new story of like, well, of course we can. So the story you're telling yourself is what's keeping you stuck. You have to write the new script. And then you have to take it to God and be like, God, I want to be obedient to you. And I don't want to listen to any other voice but yours. So get quiet enough to where you're like, okay, God, I want your voice above all others. And then I'm going to tell that truth to myself. And then I'm going to walk that out. And then I'm going to show my kids, if you have kids or my friends, I'm going to be vocal about my faith. I'm not going to hide my faith. I'm going to be vocal about my faith so that when the things begin to take place and that faith is activated and the things begin to happen, that God gets the glory for it because you showed them that it wasn't you that did it, but it was God that told you to do it. And that's the power. The power is when God gets the glory in it because you activated your faith, declared it, spoke it, believed it, and then walked it out. And so I just really encourage you today that if there's things in your life you're praying for, you're believing for, you're wanting, your faith is activated, but you haven't been like vocal about it, or you haven't really shared with your family or your kids, I encourage you to do so so that you can activate your faith and then watch God do what he does best. And then he gets the glory in the end. So I hope that this encouraged you today. I will be, coming on here and sharing my journey with you as we walk out and do what God's calling us to do. And I'm excited to come on here and be like, it's sold to the most amazing family that loves God and, wants a California house. And this is an answer to their prayer. That's my prayer. And I'm praying that before April 15th. So I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I will be on here again soon to share with you the miracles that are taking place in my family's life. And I'm praying for miracle for you.